And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, the production of Fortis Institute. The state of Tennessee just made history as the Jackson-Madison County School Board voted unanimously to approve Union Academy as the first full-blown religious charter school in the country. The Alliance Defending Freedom's Mark Lippelman praised the board for refusing to discriminate based on the school's religious character. Meanwhile, in California, parents at Canyon Hills Junior High actually protested a middle school assembly celebrating America's 250th birthday. The event included the Pledge of Allegiance, the National Anthem, and trivia about the American Revolution. One grandparent told reporters she was concerned about, quote, the views of Turning Point USA and the Heritage Foundation. So now teaching kids about founding documents is a partisan conspiracy. Yeah, at least in this country, it seems to be. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed two major bills recently. The first makes trafficking abortion pills a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. Stitt also signed the Right to Raise Act, which protects adoptive and foster parents from being disqualified just because they refuse to embrace LGBT ideology with the kids in their care. Common sense being written into law. In the consumer space, a company called Radiant Mobile launched recently as the first cell phone carrier that blocks pornography, LGBT content, and violent material at the network level. Founder Paul Fisher says he has every right to create what he calls a Jesus-centric environment for families. The company's chief operating officer pointed to a recent survey finding 67% of pastors have a personal history with pornography. Let that one sit with you for a second, if you will. Attorney General Ken Paxton has opened an investigation into Drone Nerds and Anzu Robotics, two companies linked to the Chinese Communist Party. Paxton's office says the firms misrepresented their security measures while quietly enabling data collection that could end up in the hands of Beijing. Translation, your drone might be working for somebody else. And across the pond, the Scottish Greens just sent an Indian PhD student named Q Manavian to a five-year term in the Scottish Parliament. He identifies as non-binary, holds a temporary student visa, and he's already asking colleagues to chip in £2,000 to renew it. Yeah, that's par for the course. And finally, the Retail Council of Canada says grocery theft is approaching $10 billion per year, and much of it driven by organized Eastern European crime rings working the self-checkout aisles. In one case, a man got caught swapping $97 cans of baby formula for items priced under a dollar. Ooh, so much for sorry, eh? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.